Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom, reporters and editors from the Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insights into stories they're working on. I'm Dave Nordman, assistant managing editor. We're joined today by sports editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Dave. What's happening?
Jim, a very interesting story in the newspaper this week, written by correspondent Tom Flanagan about basketball in the Worcester Public Schools and a program that's bridging the middle school programs, which to the high school programs, trying to build the momentum there. Tell me about the story.
It's one of those things that's been a long time coming. You talk to any coach in the Worcester area, I mean, they've been wanting something like this to happen because, you know, they're up against these kids, you know, who have been playing for years in their own town programs and going to middle school programs and then going right into the high school programs that they're around Central Mass. So the Worcester Public Schools really haven't had that.
Yeah, know? Tom says in his story that it's really no secret that Worcester Public Schools have been at a disadvantage for such a long time when it comes to developing and maintaining their own players.
Exactly. I mean, you look at how many kids are going to AAU route, you know, how many kids are playing 1 or 2 years and, you know, then reclassifying, going to prep schools. I mean, look at St. Peter Marion the last couple of years. They're putting kids in the NBA, you know, in top college programs. But they didn't, you know, walk the aisle as a St. Peter Marion graduate. They went somewhere else to do it. And I think that's what one of the things that City Hoops is hoping to be, the days of, you know, not quite, you know, Mike Bradley throwing up, you know, choose his own hat in the, you know, gym floor for Burncoat High, but they want to get to a more level playing field.
So City Hoops, this can't be a cheap, inexpensive proposition. This, especially when you're talking about a long-term program building effort, it's got to come at some sort of an expense.
Well, I think one of the things it will be sort of with the people involved, like Whitey Moynihan and Stephon Cherry, they're sort of spearheading the whole thing. They're hoping that something that's worth, you know, any kind of money they put into it.
And the city seems to have gotten behind it as well.
Oh, definitely. City manager was right there to put his stamp on it. So I think the right people in charge, they sort of know this is something that's worth it. This is benefiting the kids in the city. They're staying in the city. They're playing for, you know, city teams now. I think it's, you know, for them, it's like I said, it's I think a lot of people see this is a good thing for everybody involved, and it's worth getting behind. So hopefully it's sustainable, not just something that's happening now because it's hot. You know, it's something they want to do in, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road when it's grown to 500 kids rather than like the 100 or so it's in right now.
Yeah, and so where do they take where do they take this program? It's just if it's in its infancy, hopefully a kind of a grassroots program that just kind of builds over time.
Yeah, I think that's what they want. They want to see how it goes now. It's like I said, it's about 100 kids now, and I think, you know, I know Marie Banana, the superintendent of schools, is behind it. Edward Augustus is behind it. So the right people are sort of getting, you know, their muscle behind this whole thing to sort of give it the money and the funding they need. You know, hopefully that and people will see this is, hey, my son and my daughter is involved in this. She's picking up, you know, they're picking up basketball skills at a young age rather than just learning in their freshman year of high school.
Because there's no shortage of talent in
the
city.
No, exactly. I mean, I say it every year, like the Inner High, you know, front, you know, both boys and girls is one of the most competitive teams, you know, leagues in around.
But we're always hearing, you know, this boy is leaving, this girl is leaving,
right.
They're going to this program or that program. It just seems like they're not, sometimes not all the best players are sticking around.
Right. You look at, I mean, even a guy like, you know, North coach Al Petway, his sons are going, you know, different schools, and, you know, because they it's the best way to sort of get a college look, you know, playing at, you know, they think this, the City Hoops program is sort of trying to turn it around and say, well, you know what, you know, playing 4 years at Doherty and being a good basketball player will get you those looks now.
And getting in on the ground floor with some of these athletes and students where they're introducing these 12, 13-year-old kids to the high school coaches at
exactly.
a young age, and they get attached, right?
Exactly. That's what I think, you know, having the high school coaching staffs, you know, being able to interact and help at clinics and, you know, different days at City Hoops, and all of a sudden, 2 or 3 years, they know there's a relationship there.
Yeah, now they're 12 years old and they say, I want to be a Highlander. I want to be a Patriot.
Right. Exactly. You want to, you know, playing for North High has been, you know, my brother played for North High and I want to play for North High too, you know, because I've been doing it for, you know, in City Hoops program
right.
since I was 12 years old.
And now that connection is there.
Exactly. It's something that, you know, there's no negative things I can see to this whole program.
No, only positives. That's great. Thanks again, Jim, for your insight. Be sure to check out all the high school sports coverage in the pages of the Telegram and Gazette and always on telegram.com. Thank you very much, Jim.
Anytime. Thanks.